Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now simulcasting the second half of the four-hour radio show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. From 1 to 3 Central Standard Time today, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the guys are trying to make me laugh at the glass. Bring that in here. Jesse Ventura scheduled to come up later in the hour. We had him on a few weeks ago, but we got him for a full hour. Thank you very much for bringing this up to me during the 5 minute segment when I have all this serious news to cover. What on earth is a $8 Jesse Ventura doll doing in here? Governor of Minnesota, Navy SEAL, mayor, volunteer football coach. He also did national commentating for national football. You know that? He did that? This is just utterly ridiculous. Where did this come from? Why do we have this? This is just who sent it? A fan, okay. Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. We could open it up here. Here, hold on. Old kid with a... All right, I got really serious news to cover, folks. Oh, my God. And I'd love to have fun around here, but... I'm not going to be mentioning that when Ventura's on with us. Okay, let's stop right there. Let's get serious. There's a lot of denial going on about the nature of the Internet and the direction it's going in. Internet 2, a consortium of private industry, universities, and government, has openly announced at Internet 2 conferences across the world, in Austin, Texas, in Tokyo, Japan, in London, England. You can go read the minutes of their meetings. They have big conventions. And they always announce, their slogan is, the Internet is dead. And they say they're not going to upgrade the old hubs. They're going to have, under the name of cybersecurity, the feds come in and take over all the telecommunications switching hubs, the peer-to-peer, and that they're going to end the Internet as you know it in the next decade. And that's going back 5-6 years ago. So we're now into the time period when these big changes, they say, are going to take place. And we've written detailed articles about how they're killing the Internet that have been picked up by the San Francisco Chronicle and other major publications. So our opinion has been seconded by major publications. I mean, we're not just shooting our mouths off here. We've done the research, and we're giving people the big picture. You know, there's other people in denial about all of this that are posting in this story that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they're saying in this article, oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. The government couldn't shut the Internet down if they wanted to. Well, there's a problem with that. Here's Mother Jones. Should Obama control the Internet? And it says Obama wants the power to shut the Internet down to save it, to protect it. That's the whole spin. But the head of cybersecurity, put in for months by Obama, met with the Pentagon, and he came out and said, I'm quitting. This is undemocratic. The Pentagon's taking over the Internet and is going to surveil everybody. In fact, Google that for folks that are watching us live on TV right now. Google head of cybersecurity quits. Show them an AP headline. He quit saying they're taking over 3 months ago. So people say there'd be a whistleblower if they were doing this. There is. The head of it quit. Here's another one out of Info Science Institute. Obama could shut off the Internet to the entire U.S. if he wanted. Should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic Internet traffic during a state of emergency? Senators Jay Rockefeller, Olympia Sono, think so. And then it's got their testimony. That's Mother Jones. Stop being in denial. The goal of Internet 2 is to shut it down.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For joining us. I'm going over, for stations that just tuned in and listeners that just tuned in, I'm going over this article that is so important. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's also on InfoWars.com, and it's titled Cybersecurity is Framework for Total Government Regulation and Control of Our Lives. And I want to start this analysis here by pointing out people are in denial about this. There are people commenting on the story saying we're fear-mongering. This is not the beginning of the end of the internet. Well, I just covered in the last segment, Mother Jones headline, Should Obama Control the Internet? And the headline is, Should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic internet traffic during a state of emergency? Senators John Rockefeller, Democrat West Virginia, and Olympia Snowe, Republican Maine, think so. On Wednesday, they introduced a bill to establish the Office of National Cybersecurity Advisor, an arm of the executive branch that would have vast power to monitor and control internet traffic to protect against threats of critical cyber infrastructure. The broad power is rattling some civil libertarians. And then you can go read the bill. You see, when Level 2 and Cogent, just two medium-sized peer-to-peer internet providers, had a fight with each other 4 or 5 years ago, about a third of the web was inaccessible. Well, by design, under federal law, they want to put snooping hubs and federal machinery, federal pieces of equipment, in even smaller ISPs where the entire web can be turned on, shut down, parts of it turned on, shut down, anytime the establishment wants to, and that is on record. So this is what they're doing. And after Jesse Ventura leaves us later, I'm going to properly go through all of this because I just can't do it in the time we have. But at the end of the show, the last 30 minutes, I'm going to devote it exclusively, the more I think about it, to just breaking down the whole history of this, how the grid works and what's happening. But I told you GM was going to go bankrupt 2.5 years ago by design, and that they would use the bailout money to ship it to China and Brazil. We're on record. We told you that, you know, they were going to stage a 9/11 attack on the World Trade Towers and blame it on bin Laden months before it happened. You know, we tell you all of this stuff. We know the enemy's game plan. We know what they're doing. And it's as clear as the nose on my face. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Hawaii, who says he disagrees. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes, yes, yes. I really do disagree, but I do think you should change your rule. You know, because you do get a lot of callers who just say they're going to disagree, and then they get put front, right? And then they pump some show or some internet space or whatever. So I find you extremely difficult to believe most of what you say at this point. This bird flu thing, you blew completely out of proportion. You said you were losing touch with your ability to think a couple of weeks ago. I think you should admit you're a right-winger for one and quit saying you're trying to break the left-right paradigm. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. And this guy called in Friday to your show. Jason was the host, but Jason was real trite with the guy. The guy was going to disagree, and he was going to say that you guys are picking on Obama a whole lot more than Bush, which I totally agree with that. And I want to back that guy up, but Jason wouldn't listen to the guy. He just got really trite, really smart-alecky with him, and the guy ended up just kind of hanging up during the break and never got any points out. But I would say that we're being bombarded with Obama being the tip of the spear. Bush wasn't the tip of the spear. He was kind of like a good old boy who you kind of liked underneath. You know, you're kind of like him. I want to say that mining gold causes mercury poisoning. Are you familiar with this?
I know that. I know there's a lot of mining that has bad byproducts.
The two deepest mines in the world, gold mines, are in South Africa. In 86, there was like 177 blacks fried in a gold mine in South Africa. And
sir, I appreciate your call. Sir, listen, I gave you about 2 minutes to run on there and say I'm a right winger. I'm not a right winger or a left winger. If you think I'm right wing because I'm pro Second Amendment and pro national sovereignty, and because I'm against high taxes and regulations and control so that politicians can feather the nest of themselves and big corporations and special interests, then yes, I'm a right winger. But I don't believe in this whole left right thing. And I got somebody on the line with us for the next hour to take calls and cover the news and talk about his view on the world. We really appreciate it. Movie star, former top professional wrestler, a little league volunteer coach, I guess, a Navy SEAL.
Football coach.
A football coach. And you also called national football, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked 2 years for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Gene Deckeroff on the radio, and then 1 year with the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. Well, Governor Ventura, it's good to have you back with us. I appreciate you spending time with us. What is most important on your mind right now happening in the world? What is angering Jesse Ventura, and what is exciting Jesse Ventura? What's negative and what's positive?
Well, Jesse's never angry, Alex. You know that. I'm just enthusiastic. That's all. I don't get mad. I get even. I guess what perturbs me is the feeling that I guess I'm not mainstream anymore by what some of the things that I believe. And when I talk to people and do the press junket on the book tour, I find so often that people are just poo-pooing this torture issue. They're you know, they're making it seem like, well, these people deserve to be tortured if anyone on the planet does, and therefore it's okay to do it. And I'm appalled over that, because we have to be a country that goes by the rule of law, even when the rule of law is not, is inconvenient or not maybe in our favor. We still, otherwise, what do we stand for, Alex, if we just do it when it works for us? And I just am really pushed today as to why I have to defend my country from torturing people. I never believed I'd have to do that.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's fundamental that the Nazis and the Soviets and the rest of them tortured people, and so they were the bad guys. The North Vietnamese tortured people, so they were the bad guys. And Pol Pot did it, so they were the bad guys. Now they have the nerve to make Jack Bauer the hero on TV, and he tortures people to get answers. And then now we've got big Republicans coming out on Fox News. We have the clip saying, go ahead and just kill everybody at Guantanamo Bay without a trial. And then we have this Army colonel coming out saying in the New York Post and USA Today, Ralph Peters, saying kill U.S. media in future wars that criticize the government. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't. You know, I'm not as well read on the topics always as you are, Alex. Many of the stuff I hear from you for the first time. You know, people need to understand the large picture here, that there's an old saying that one of my best friends that I grew up with, his father, he passed away a couple years ago in his 90s, who was a good friend of my father. We were young boys together, and our fathers actually grew up together. And he used to always make the saying that you never let the camel get its nose under the tent. And, of course, what he meant by that is if a camel gets his nose under the tent, rest assured, eventually the whole body is going to get in the tent. It's inevitable.
Give them an inch, they'll take you a mile.
Exactly. The same philosophy. And so when we take an attitude on this torturing that, well, it's okay under certain instances, well, get ready, because we're not going to end it there. It's man's natural aggression and power that it's going to expand, and pretty soon, you know, when people, like I had someone defend it by saying that, well, our Constitution says that it only protects American citizens, so if you're not an American citizen, you're not protected by our Constitution. Well, to that I say hogwash, because that would be the equivalent then if a tourist came to America and was arrested for something, that we could take that tourist in and waterboard them.
Exactly.
To find out what they know.
Well, the Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal, and that this was a document for the whole world, and that it was only pointing out basic rights that were already there. Plus, the military admits the intelligence they get from torturers, A, no good, and B, how are we going to say other countries are bad when they torture our people?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm left today, Alex, hanging my head, feeling now, how do I defend America when I'm abroad? Because, you know, I live in a foreign country half the year now. How can I defend America when we've tortured people now? And it's not just Guantanamo. We tortured them in Iraq. And think of this for a moment. We're the invaders. We invaded Iraq. And then we torture people after we invade? I will never forgive George Bush and Dick Cheney for what they've done to my country.
Well, I mean, I certainly share those views, Governor Ventura.
Well, you asked me what the negatives were. There you got it. Now, you want the positives?
Yes, we're about to break, but I do want to hear the positives when we get back, because I really want to get your perspective on things and talk about your book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, now in paperback. I was reading that's doing quite well.
Yeah, it's doing very good. I'm very happy with it. Look forward to it being out there.
Absolutely. Former Minnesota governor, best-selling author many times over, Jesse Ventura, and, of course, you all know him from The Running Man and Predator and many other great films. Two of my favorite films there. with Ventura going, I've been killing guys for years on all this crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up for Jesse Ventura at 1-800-259-9231 because listeners can always bring up questions and angles and ideas that I would have never thought to ask a great guest like Mr. Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, new book out in paperback, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me. But Jesse, what's positive that you see in the world going on right now?
I see us communicating, and I give kudos to President Obama for that, because we should always talk with anyone before going to war with them. You know, people don't realize that war should be the last option. War is the result of failed diplomacy. It's a result of failed politics. And it should be always left as the last resort. And it seems we've gotten into a mode now that it's become the first resort. And I'm not saying we shouldn't defend ourselves. Of course we should. But we should always be available to talk and communicate. I love the fact that there's a realm of communication going on now, as rough as it is between Washington and Cuba. If you didn't hear, Alex, I came out and said that I would love to be named the ambassador to Cuba, the first one, if we get to the point where we can get to that level of communication. I've been to Cuba. It's a beautiful place. And we boycott it. We embargo it. And all we're doing is hurting the Cuban people. You know, we're sitting here waiting for Castro to be overthrown by his country. It's not going to happen. I got news for you. Castro's going to die an old man. And we're wasting all this time. Let me put it into connotation like this, Alex. That policy in Cuba, it's like a football game. You come in with a game plan. If you get to the fourth quarter and you haven't scored yet, don't you think it's time you reevaluate your game plan?
Absolutely. It's been almost 50 years since the embargo, hasn't it?
Yes, and it's ridiculous. I was down there. Cuban people have to import milk from New Zealand. Now, we got milk right here in Minnesota. We could send right down the river to them in the Mississippi and right across the Gulf. It's a win-win situation. Why do they stand in the way of a win-win situation?
Well, I'm no fan of the corrupt government they had before, Fidel, but it certainly was very corrupt after. The issue is, and most sociologists and historians agree, the embargo helped Fidel Castro. If we'd all been friends and nice and opened it up and kept all the hotels and casinos there, he would have gotten thrown out very quickly. The fact that the West was antagonistic allowed the Soviets to fill that vacuum and allowed things to deteriorate to the point they are now.
Well, and the point of the matter is, the Cuban people, I've met them, they're a very proud people, and they're not going to be dictated to by us. If they want Castro gone, they will do it, and they don't need us prompting them to do it or us to do all the stuff behind the scenes. People need to realize, way back in the 60s, we were practicing terrorism on Cuba. We were blowing up ships in their bay. We were attempting to assassinate their leaders. We were doing all these acts of terrorism, but we fail. You know, one of the things that irks me, I sit outside the country and watch the U.S. now, and Alex, our ego is unbelievable. We can never admit we're wrong, and it's like our way or the highway. And I just don't think in the world today you can live that way.
Well, I agree with you, Jesse Ventura. My issue, as we get ready to go to break here in a few minutes, I want to go ahead and start asking this question now. When you were down here in Austin back in October, you made the point that Obama was already fudging, that Obama was already going back from saying, day one, I bring in the troops, to 16 months, 21 months, now 50,000 indefinitely. And I know, as bad as Bush and Cheney were, you want to give him benefit of the doubt. But what I'm seeing is slick deception. He says he wants detente with Iran, but increases covert operations. And I have that mainstream news today. He says, you know, oh, I want to talk to other countries, but actually continues the encircling of Russia and other nations. And he's moving ahead with his cyber bullying bill, that if somebody says that you hurt their feelings, that then you get a federal felony for what you say.
I'm computer illiterate, so that you're going off into places into Star Trek for me, Alex.
No, I understand that, Governor. But the point is that I'm telling you, Barack Obama, going with your earlier instincts of saying he's already fudging, I'm telling you, this guy says one thing and does another.
Well, let's remember something. He's still just a Democrat. Always remember that. And there are them and the Republicans. They control the whole game. And they don't allow anyone else into the game. Bear that in mind, as to, you know, if like on the whole torture issue, the reason they want to move on is because they're both caught, and so even if the Democrats didn't order the torture, they knew it was going on and they condoned it, which is just as bad.
Yeah, let's finish up.
That's why they want to move on. I know you got to go to break. I hear the music.
Yeah, let's finish up with torture when we come back, then take phone calls, get into a host of other issues with Governor Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Okay, Jesse Ventura is our guest. Got about 45 minutes left with him, and I want to go to your phone calls. I've got a million questions I want to ask, but I know you probably got better questions than I. I'm always amazed by how great the listeners' questions are. Governor, during the break, we were talking about torture again. Torture is on your mind. And in my film, the first 9/11 film that was put out back in 2002, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, I show the Washington Post headline where it says, we're torturing their children. We're interrogating, putting pressure on people's children to make them answer questions. And then with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others, they admit they threatened his kids. And then now General Tagumbu's own Army report, U.S. Army, MSNBC headline. In fact, pull that up, folks. Army report, children raped. Cy Hirsch of New Yorker magazine. They've confirmed that they torture people's children in front of them. So, as you were saying, it's light years ahead of just Guantanamo Bay and insects and sleep deprivation and waterboarding.
You know, Alex, I would really, and I would do this on my own dime. I would go out, like they say, they won't release these photographs to the public. I would go out there and I will they let me go in and see them?
Well, I remember a week and a half ago you first broke that here on air that you would do that.
You know, I would love to go out there and to bring me to a room where these photographs are that none of us are being allowed to see because I think I'm qualified. I was a mayor. I was a governor. When I was in the Navy, I had a top secret security clearance. You know, so I think, you know, I'm 57 years old, going on 58. I think that I'm an adult. And I think that as a taxpaying citizen, that I should have the right to be able to walk in there, view these photographs that, you know, we can't put out because we don't want them splattered all over every newspaper in America to get the Muslim world that much more angry at us, which the bottom line, of course, is if we hadn't have behaved in this manner, we wouldn't have to worry about this, would we, Alex?
I was about to say, that's like saying we can't show the Nazi or Soviet atrocities because it might anger the world. We have to show this so that it doesn't continue to happen. But that's the whole issue is they have to be released because the neocons and others are still out there defending all of this, and Obama does doublespeak.
Well, let's start and chip away at it. Let's see if we can get me out there to see them. You trust me, don't you?
Yes, Jesse, I think you should.
Well, then let's go from that route and say, okay, since the general public, we should be able to send a couple representatives from the general public.
I agree. Let's send Ron Paul, too.
Well, send myself. Well, but Ron's still elected. Let's send two people who are not elected, a couple of people that are just regular citizens.
Well, I know this. Mantel Miller.
Go out there, take us into the room. I promise I won't throw up. I have a pretty strong stomach, if it's that bad. And, you know, let me go in and view these, and when I come out, I'll come on your show and anybody else's show and hold a press conference and state unequivocally, you know, is there a problem here?
Well, Mancow, a talk show host that we interview, is coming on tomorrow. He was waterboarded last week and lasted 6 seconds. They say the average person lasts 18 seconds. You've been waterboarded.
Yeah, so I laughed. I saw Mancow's thing on the Internet. My wife brought it up. And I loved it. I mean, I didn't love it that he was waterboarded. I love the fact that he had the courage. He took the position that waterboarding was, you know, we should allow him to do it because it's saving lives and it does this and it does that, which is not true. Because any information you get from somebody being tortured is not, you know, good information. It's not sound. They're going to say whatever it is they have to say to stop the torture. And Mancow got waterboarded. He wasn't strapped down. They should have did it the way they did it to us. You were strapped down, your arms and legs, your head was put in where you couldn't move it, and generally somebody dropped a knee into your stomach so you couldn't get a breath of air. Then they start waterboarding you. Well, he was allowed to just lay there. They started to waterboard him. He could break it off any time he felt like it. He lasted 6 whole seconds. And it took him about 3 or 4 minutes to compose himself. And when he did, he said that it was 20 times worse than what he ever imagined it to be. And he definitely said it was torture.
Jesse, I've got the answer. If you want to get publicity on this torture, this would be huge. You need... And we could hire the crew, even come up to Minnesota and have the news there do it. Have you waterboarded to show people and challenge media people?
I've been waterboarded. I'm not getting waterboarded.
No, I know. Okay, then you can do the waterboarding.
I don't need it. I don't. If look at Alex, I went through BUDS, basic underwater demolition SEAL training. A friend of mine just emailed me who likewise went to a different SEER school than I did, and he said it was torture. He also went through BUDS. He was class 56. I was class 58. We served together overseas. If two guys who went through Navy SEAL training are telling you that it's torture, isn't that believable enough?
Well, everybody knows it's torture, but that's the issue of these control freaks. Like Karl Rove telling the news media years ago that he controls reality, that they are history's actors. They are saying here, no, it's not torture, and it's okay if we do it to non-citizens, but the Military Commissions Act and the Enemy Combatant Act states they can secretly strip a U.S. citizen of their rights and then do it to us. Remember, they swore the Patriot Act wouldn't be used against U.S. citizens, and now they admit that every state has used it thousands and thousands of times. But going back, Jesse, because I've got to get this question out to you. I'm saying you're angry about torture. I'm angry about it. You ought to challenge all these media people that have been promoting it as a good idea and not as torture. You ought to challenge them to go on national television and that you would waterboard them. That was the point. You
no,
could do it
I would not waterboard them because I'm not a professional. What you need to do is get one of these SEER school instructors to do it.
Okay, what if I call ManCal? What if I call...
I've only been the recipient of it. I would not want...
Okay.
I would not want to be the one doing it because I'm not trained to...
Okay, but, you know, okay, then listen.
Wait, when they did it to all of us in SEER, there was a doctor right there. So don't, for them to say that this is not dangerous is a lie. Because how do you know what the person's heart condition is like? Are they giving them physicals before they do it to them?
I agree with you, but I mean, going further.
Like when I said that Dick Cheney, I could get him to confess to the Sharon Tate murders, I don't believe that anymore. Because I thought about it and realized Cheney's got that weak heart to begin with. He would never last it, I don't think. It would kill him. And that's the point. Whether you when they're doing this to people, they haven't even charged them with a crime. And yet we're torturing them supposedly to get information from them. That's what the Nazis did. That's what, you know, and now we're doing it. Well, then again, we invade countries now, don't we?
But that's the point I'm trying to make is a challenge. You could MC it, fine, because I couldn't get the attention to be able to do this. What about having an event where you challenge all these media whores that have been on air, there's dozens of them, saying that it isn't torture, where you publicly go on the air on all these stations you're going on,
well,
and then challenge them, and then have them come and get waterboarded. They'd all give up in 15, 20 seconds. They would all admit, yes, it's torture, and then you would have proven the point. We need
to
prove.
You know what? I'd rather do it with our head government officials who really can make the change, you know. Doing it to media people like Hannity and people like that, all that's going to do is build their ratings and help for their nonsense positions. I would rather do it at a... I'd rather get in and see the photos, Alex, and be able to come out and report to the general people what I saw.
Well, let me tell you what the Army saw. And guys, pull it up on screen. Have you seen the Army report? It's almost gotten no attention. MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine, 3 years ago reported on it. The Army's own report admits they tortured children by design, including sodomizing them in front of their parents.
Well, I find that, you know, that's another charge that I would have to see to believe. I've got to see it.
I tell you
and
what,
if,
I'm gonna...
if there's photographs of this, I'm old enough. I've seen enough in my life. I can take it. I won't lose sleep over it. Hopefully. And,
okay, here it is, Jesse. I mean, right now,
well, no, I'm not doubting you, Alex. But again, I've got to go. I want to go see this stuff.
I fully understand. I think it's a good idea. People should call Obama and tell him let you in there to see him. But Congress has been allowed to see this, and they said it included children being raped, but that it shouldn't be released. Okay, if you Google Cy Hirsch children raped, you'll get New Yorker Magazine and others, and we've got these up on screen.
Well, you know what I think is better, Alex? We need to wake up America over the fact that this is going on and that it's unacceptable, and they better speak out about it.
No, that's my point. How do we get attention to it? We point this out like you're doing. I mean, you're really one of the only people that's been on national news even challenging this. And I see your point that you feel like you're the normal person going, you don't torture people. This is America. And then the media is acting like you're the weirdo.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but even people behind the scenes are telling me that this is okay to do because it's saving lives. And I'm trying to say, well, there's a bigger picture than even that, you know, that if you believe even that we're saving lives, we still have to stand for something. And not only that, but aren't the terrorists winning then, Alex? I mean, they can't beat us militarily. We all know that. But if they can change America and they can turn us into some sort of fascist, torturing country, well, then they're winning.
Well, look, you've come out and questioned the official fairy tale of 9/11. You know the official story is impossible. You know they staged the Gulf of Tonkin and they blew up Cuban airliners and blamed it on different groups. And it's in Army manual put out in 2004. They teach captains now how to stage false flag terror attacks. And so, you know, this whole excuse that we've got to listen to you with wiretaps to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, and it comes out they've been doing it for decades before 9/11. I mean, it's all a big excuse to set up tyranny.
Do you know what happened to me today, Alex?
What?
The normal line that I use, because whenever I do national media, when I come back, whether it's a book tour or whatever it is, my home phones always go goofy, and so does my wife's computer. And sure enough, I'm doing the media stuff on the paperback book, and today the normal line that I always do my interviews on was dead. And I almost missed an interview this morning because I didn't know it was dead. And when I found out, of course, we were able to call up and we did the interview a half hour late. But that happens to me every time I go national. Anytime I start doing these national shows, my telephones start going bonkers at my house.
Is that why you said you've added extra backup phone lines now?
No, I have them all just for purposes. Like the one that I've been using for doing all my media is my fax line. Because if I pick up the phone quick, they don't get the fax machine. You know, and that's what I do because I sit right by my desk, and when it rings, the light goes on, and that's the one I use. And well, that one was dead today.
Yeah, it's amazing. In fact, when you were governor, you said you had the phone guy out after, and they said, "Oh yeah, I've never seen anything like this."
You they had me hooked up because you get a red phone in your house that if it's even knocked off the hook, of course the local police come, which is good. You know, you want that ability to be protected, even though you've still got protection there. But when they came out after I left office, the professional phone guys looked at my phone and they said, "We've never seen a setup like what was on this thing. We don't even know what it was."
Well, for those that
remember, you know, I'm like a redheaded stepchild in this country. I got elected not with money, and I got elected on ideas, and I beat the status quo, and it scared a lot of people. So I would assume they want to know what I'm doing.
Well, that's what I was about to say. For the people that are in denial, the CIA visited you, and 20-something of them your first day in office.
No. It wasn't my first day now. It was a few weeks.
Your second day or whatever.
No. It was a couple weeks in office. Now I know why they did it. Because all their questions dealt with how I got elected.
Sure.
They didn't see me coming, and so they were, in hindsight, trying to learn what happened. I don't know if that's to prevent it in the future, or whether it's to be able to understand it in the future. I'm not really sure to what it'll be used for.
Well, that was my point, was that soon after being elected, you were visited by 20-plus members of the CIA who wouldn't tell you why they were there. So according to what my memory serves, you basically said, "Look, I'm not going to answer your questions," and left because of that. That shows how
We had a question and answer period, but I just, you know, had to give them a hard time about it.
But didn't you ask them from memory that, hey, you're not supposed to be operating domestically?
Well, that was my first question. I asked them why they operate within the United States when their mission statement says that they're only supposed to be operational outside the United States. Why would they be inside it? And you really can't get an answer from them. They hem and haw, and, you know, and I guess because they're federal and I was only a governor, they didn't feel required to give me an answer.
Well, no, they were breaking the law, so they didn't want to comment because you were hitting the nail on the head.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to ask you these.
Alex, I'm trying to...
No, I mean, that was it. I mean, you hit them right between the eyes. Look, here's the bottom line.
The scary part, Alex, was this. When I looked around the room at these 23 people, oh, they're your neighbors. And what I mean by that is they're all ages. They look like the woman down the street that comes out and sweeps her step off in the morning.
They didn't look like James Bond in Casino Royale.
They look nothing like Sean Connery. I guess I'm dating myself. They look nothing like the quintessential secret agent that you would imagine. They didn't even look like Howard Hunt, for that matter. You know? They looked like... That was, to me, the real eye-opener
about this meeting,
looking at who they were.
I mean, have you noticed all the radio and TV ads recruiting this giant domestic CIA? They are recruiting for domestic operations. NORTHCOM is announcing that they're going to have military operations in the United States.
Well, I don't know. You know, what do we do, Alex? Re-enlist and take back the military? I'm too old.
Well, you know, this is my point. I believe you're a moral person, and by that, You follow what you think's right, and you know, you're not here to be bought off. You're not here to compromise. You do what Jesse Ventura thinks is right. I'm telling you, I studied Obama. This guy is a velvet glove George Bush over the Iron Fist. And well, he's saying they're going to continue to hold people secretly. He's saying no rights for detainees. He is looting us with the foreign banks just as much as George Bush did. Down the road, what is it going to take for you to start speaking out against Obama?
Because well, a lot of folks... down the road, it'll be about a year from now. Because I've got to give him his due for at least more than 100 days, Alex. I got to see what happens and give him at least a year because I can't imagine what it was like to step into that. And what he probably knows, just like when I became governor, after 100 days as governor, I was probably 50% smarter than I was prior to being elected governor. And then I still was probably another 25% away from knowing everything. So I've got to give him a little bit more time before I would harshly criticize him.
Well, I mean, it's the lying, though, Governor. Stay there. Got a break. We'll get your take on the other side.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
We're going to Bill, Patriot, Mark, Solomon, and others. Solomon's calling from Brazil. Please have a quick question or comment for Governor Jesse Ventura. His new book, out in paperback, an international bestseller, Don't Start Revolution Without Me. Don't Start Revolution Without You. You're definitely out there standing up against torture, the police state, the New World Order in many ways. and for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. What do you think of Chrysler going under? Now GM, they're going to give them bailout money to move to China and Brazil. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting. I mean, this globalization, this NAFTA and GATT, this has butchered the hell out of our country.
Well, you got to see it happen before, I don't know the economy well enough to know whether the bailout is proper or not. I don't, because both sides have voted for it.
That's when it's bad.
When Bush was in, they all voted for the bailout. And then Obama comes and they continue to vote for the bailout. Is the bailout the answer? I don't know, but there's nothing we can do about it because they are our elected officials and they run the country. So I guess we're going to live or die by the decisions that they make because, after all, we elected them, didn't we?
So what happens is things start falling apart even more, and both parties, on every issue, 80-90% of the people want to go one way, which is always with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The people actually, on average, in polls, get it right, but the politicians are all together with the offshore banks. I mean, this is coming to a head.
Again, it still comes down to us. When you strip everything away from it all, we elect them. I've been fighting for it I voted for John Anderson way back in the 80s.
Well, you know about the money, though. You know about the money.
I've been against these parties my entire adult life.
I understand
and
that.
Alex, as long as we keep electing Democrats and Republicans, this is what you're going to get.
No, I understand that, Jesse, and you're right about the whole left-right control paradigm and special interest owning both, but you had celebrity and were a sharp, intelligent guy and barely won, and then they kind of figured out how to block people like you in the future. It's the money. The people know both parties are shot, but the money only pushes the establishment candidate. I mean, what do people do? Just vote for third party no matter what?
Yeah.
I guess that, yeah.
Do it as a protest vote. I do it. I go there, and when there's any an election, I go there and I pick out any candidate who's not a Democrat or Republican.
That's what I do.
And I protest vote. To me, if you go there and pick them out, then you're playing their game. Ultimately, they still get to be in charge because they got you to vote for them. And I'm not saying you, Alex, as an individual. I mean everybody out there.
No, I understand. Let's jam a call in. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Good.
How are you?
Well, good. Hey, I got a question for both of you. It's pertaining to the legitimacy of Barack Obama being the president. And I'm just kind of surprised that nobody talks about it at all.
Well, that's because the media has chosen to focus in on that early on instead of all the other things that were wrong with Obama that we can prove, all his lying about wiretapping and torture and police state and wars and special interest. They always focus on that because you can't prove it one way or the other. Jesse Ventura, what's your take on the whole birth certificate thing?
I guess I haven't paid much attention to it at all. How could he not be a citizen?
Well, McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone before there were bases there. That's another question. How could both candidates have questionable lineage?
But the point is, they come from parents who are from here. I mean, if they happen to be working abroad, that doesn't mean you're not an American citizen, does it?
Well, his mom was from here. Or the dad was a communist from Kenya. Maybe you can be the ambassador to Kenyastan. The whole country will be run like Kenya.
No,
stay there. Back in 1 minute. Back in 1 minute.
Ambassador to Cuba. Better surfing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.